think of how a photograph can transport you. What it's like when you come across an album that hasn't been opened for years, or find an unexpected photo wrapped in a yellowed envelope. It just takes you somewhere. A new book presents images from the past that are set in the present. That book, Dear Photograph, is based on a website by the same name. The concept is simple. Take an old photo, go to where it was originally shot, hold it up in the same place, and take a new photo. The young man behind Dear Photograph is Taylor Jones. He first started playing with this idea while he was sitting at his parents' kitchen table last year flipping through a family photo album.
And I came across a photo of my younger brother, Landon, who was sitting in the exact same spot as he was at the kitchen table in the same photo that we saw in a photo album. It was on his third birthday. He was wearing, or he had a Winnie the Pooh cake, and I was sitting in the exact same spot that my mom was when she took the original photo.
Jones held up the old photo, and he took a picture of a picture. The kitchen cupboards in the room and in that old photo were lined up perfectly. He posted this on his blog and invited others to send in their own photos. And over the last year, he's received thousands of submissions and millions of visitors have come to his site. He asks people to submit their photos along with a caption which begins with the words, Dear Photograph.
When you send it in, you write how you feel. It's like the juxtapositioning between the past and the present in the photos. Because it's like Dear Photograph, it's kind of like a platform for people to exchange their feelings with each other, because everybody can relate to personal memories, and just having that difference between the past and the present always brings another sort of dimension to it. So it's pretty cool.
I'm looking at one photo where it's an old kind of fading photograph of a little girl standing on the sidewalk. And that photo is being held up by a woman, almost lined up with the sidewalk as it stands today. And she writes, Dear Photograph, I'm still blowing kisses.
Yeah, no, that one's really well lined up. Like, it looks like the sidewalk still has like the same grass growing onto the sidewalk, and the light poles lined up, and all the houses along the side are lined up, and you can still see the cars are lined up real well.
Although different style cars. The cars in the old photograph look like they're from the 60s maybe, and
yeah.
Then we have a modern-day SUV on the street in the background.
Yeah, so it's really cool to see the difference between what's happened then and now, and especially with this one, it's like overexposed or something, and it's just been awesome to see so many people submitting their memories to me and allowing me to share them with the world, so...
Well, if you don't mind me asking, tell us how old you are.
I'm 22. So it's very odd for me because it's a whole nostalgic thing. And I'm like, I've collected newspapers since Wayne Gretzky retired. I remember that was my first newspaper I collected.
You're a hockey fan.
Yeah, I'm a hockey fan. Yeah. I'm from Canada, right?
Of course.
So for my day and age right now, I would consider myself, I guess, like an old soul, but I really don't know. I guess I'm a new age nostalgic guy, I guess you could say.
I like that, new age nostalgic guy.
Yeah, new age nostalgic.
Well, Taylor, thanks so much for being here, and good luck with the project.
No problem. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Taylor Jones' new book is Dear Photograph. And if you go to npr.org, you can see a slideshow, including an image our own Susan Stamberg recently took.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Renee's in Afghanistan. David Green reporting in Richmond today. In Washington, I'm Steve Inskeep.